So now is the time that we all do nothing. So remember, you don't do meditation. Meditation is what happens when you stop doing things. When you let go, you relax, and you allow your mind to become peaceful. For those of you who still got your eyes open, my master Ajahn Chah would always wave his hand like this. And he said, this represents a leaf on a tree. He said, it only moves because of the wind. If the wind stops, the leaf moves less and less until it comes to its natural state of stillness. Just like your mind. It only moves because of the winds of wanting something. When you stop doing things and stop wanting things, your mind moves less and less and less until it comes to its natural state of stillness. So the whole purpose of this meditation, to become still by learning not to want anything, not to struggle or strive, but just to be and be kind and be content with what you have right now. And then your mind will stop moving and you'll find the secret of stillness. Da da da. So here we go. So we'd like to close your eyes. And bring all your attention to your body first of all. We're going to try and relax our body much more than you've done for days maybe. With your eyes closed, you can become aware of all the feelings, sensations, the hot, the cold, the ache, the irritations, the pains in your own body. You're aware of it. It's establishing mindfulness, awareness of this body in which you live. And as you're aware of this body, be kind to it. If you can adjust your body, such as moving your legs or scratching your nose to get rid of an irritation, please do so. If you want to cough, it's okay. It is allowed. You will not be thrown out. Coughing is okay. And being aware of your body, see what you need to relax it even more. Even your back. See by stretching it this way or letting it slump, see what position is best for you. Don't look at others. With your eyes closed, feel it for yourself. And it is a part of the body inside which is still aching or hurting. Just put all your mindfulness, all your focus on that part of the body and will it to relax. Loosen any tight places in the body. Expand any knots of hard pain. Loosening, expanding, letting things just flow open out, relax. It all needs some letting go associated with your awareness. The mindfulness gives you feedback. The letting go releases knots of pain. And feel your own body as deeply and thoroughly as you can. As it relaxes, it becomes pleasant. And if there's any unpleasantness there, any tight pieces, focus, relax with kindness, and those hard, tired parts of your body will relax as well. You can almost imagine your body dissolving in comfort, like you're floating in the sea, warm, comfortable, no pressure on any part of your body. So everything does not need to be held tight. You feel safe. Give yourself the gift of safety so you can relax to the max. And when the body is as relaxed as you can possibly make it, then we let it go, like parking our car, locking it, we can walk away, knowing your body is safe. It will be there for you when you come out of the meditation. Actually, it's usually much better when we don't look after it. It does much better when we get out of the way. And now, we learn how to relax our mental world with all the worries and fears and anger and guilt. Same way you relax the body. Anything which is pulling you into the past with all your memories, pulling you off into the future with your fears and anxieties, that's tension. And really hard anxieties or hard anger or guilt, just like an inflammation in your body, a tight knot of pain. Just let it be, let go, relax, expand. To allow your mind to be loose and free, not bound to the past, not terrified by the future, just free and in this moment. Whatever happened in the past cannot be changed. If something you didn't like happened, every time you remember it now, you're allowing it to hurt you again. Let it go. Let it drift off into the past, like a boat which has been loosed from its moorings. Just drifts away and away, your past. And as for your future, now is where your future is being made. And the best thing you can do now for your future is to relax, to be peaceful, to be kind, to be free. So we come into this beautiful present moment, just now. Whatever happens now, open the door of your heart to it. If the baby cries, if the sound of a cough or someone's mobile phone goes off, just be kind, embrace it. Let the present be. Like we're relaxing with the present rather than tensing up around it. Opening our heart, not closing or pushing things away. If you like, you can imagine a circle, a sphere. Inside that sphere are all the things which you like, which you approve of, outside are the things you don't like. The further you get away from the center are the things in life or the people in your life who irritate you the most. Inside is what you approve of and like. And now imagine that circle, that sphere expanding, including sounds, experiences, feelings in the body which you don't really like, but you're expanding and allowing them to come in. And expanding that circle, that sphere, wider and wider and wider. Until it can allow anything into this moment. Until you have a mind without boundaries. Whatever happens now, you make peace with. Relaxing with this moment. Not fighting. And what's it like just to be? Not trying to get rid of things, not getting upset at things. But having a wide mind which can let anything be. You're stopping control. You let it go. You're making peace. To keep you in this moment, just notice your breath come into your body. Notice your breath as it goes out. Just being aware of the natural rhythm of your breath. The rhythm of the breath calms and reassures you. From the time you are a little being in your mother's womb, it's the rhythm you got used to, of safety, comfort. It's why the breath, the natural breath, is one of the most calming of rhythms to watch. If your mind is very active, as you're breathing in, think to yourself, breathing in peace. As you breathe out, think to yourself, let go. Breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How still were you? And what does inner stillness feel like? Going to ring the gong 3 times, please keep your eyes closed until the 3rd ringing of the gong fades away. When it does fade away, that is a signal to come out from the meditation. Yeah.